Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In your head. In your head, zombie, zombie, zombie,
Oh God, I really fucking hate that record.
Yeah, it was, I didn't mind the riff on it, it was alright, but... Yeah,
rubbish. Welcome to Hardcore Listing, and...
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different episode today.
Very special.
Than, it was kind of all part and parcel of an experience... which we got, I think it was initially going to go with Gal Porter, wasn't we?
Yeah, because Gal wanted to go. But
and
then,
we wanted to say thank you for coming and doing the live show and stuff. And we said we was going to do a zombie experience.
Yeah.
And so we spoke to the lovely people at Zed Events.
Yeah.
Go and have a look at them online. Zed. As soon as you put in Zed Zombie or Zed Experience, you'll find links to their all their social media, and just have a look at the photos. And if you look on our social media, you'll see all the photos of us idiots, me, you, my wife Carol, and Scroob, went and done it. It was fucking amazing,
wasn't it, mate? Yeah, it was so cool. So basically, when we knew we were gonna go there, and thank you very much to everyone at Zed Events. I think Holly was. Looked
cracking.
After us, basically.
Cracking.
We thought we'd record a top five on the way up there. So it was apt for us to do top five zombie films, which you apparently don't know anything about.
No, I'm got a little bit confused.
You did get confused, mate, which you're going to find out quite how confused Stuart gets. I was quite antagonistic about it all, I think, with you. And that was enjoyable. So yeah, I mean, what we're going to do is at the end of this, because it's one of our shorter podcasts that we did on this top five, but at the end is us as we just came out of the Zed Events to capture how we felt.
We're
basically
back in the car on the way out of Reading. It's in Reading, by the way, in a disused shopping centre.
Yeah.
So picture that, you're running around in a dimly lit disused shopping centre, escalators, shops, you name it, you're running through it.
Oh, so cool.
Tooled up, taking out zombies. I won't say any more. We can't say any more.
But you will not regret going there. Do you know
fans
what I mean?
Of any kind of locked-in experience, any kind of secret cinema, any immersive thing, I've done quite
a lot. You've done quite a few of those,
haven't you? And that's up there big time.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking great. And it was a lot of fun. And let's just shut up and get on with it, yeah?
Let's get stuck into them zombie movie top fives. It's a fucking wolf.
It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
I think the best way to start this is for all three of you to sing me happy birthday.
It's a good shout.
Yeah, it's not bad. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Christopher Glasson. Happy birthday to you.
Are we doing it one at a time?
Okay.
You all right?
Hello, Stuart.
It's your birthday, and we are going to party like it's your birthday. Oh. What are we doing today, Chris?
Well, baby, we are going to Zed Events in who do the crazy zombie experience
in Reading.
In Reading. Yeah, they do the... Basically, you go to a mall and you get chased around by freaking zombies.
Sorry, is it Reading or America?
Reading, why is that?
All right, you go to a shopping centre.
What did I say?
Mall.
Mall. Yeah, my dad corrected me on that this morning too, actually.
Yeah.
All right, you go to a shopping centre and you get chased around by zombies. Which is going to be absolutely amazing.
I imagine
so
you get some kind of gun. You don't just run away from them for the experience, do you?
I think we get firearms. I don't know how that's going to pan out, to be quite honest with you. I'm excited about the prospect. But if not, even running away from them. Because I suspect I'm faster than you, Stu.
Yeah, I think that's likely.
Before you start putting mics in other people's faces, should we introduce who is... We're currently in the car going to Reading.
Yep.
Who's driving?
Me.
Right, it's Scroom as Pip's driving, and he's told me that me and him are doing a thing called...
Flim-flamming.
We're flim-flamming, so I'm passing the mic between myself and my good friend who's driving. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm very much looking forward to running around with zombies and stuff. The end.
Okay.
Over.
Yeah. That way, I know when to pull it back. Okay, Stuart. And who is our other a lovely guest in the car today?
It's my wife. It's Carol.
Hello.
Hey, Carol.
Who's looking rather nervous about speaking on a microphone?
He's an obvious
today.
Natural.
Right, so we're going to do a top five en route to Zed Events for the zombie experience, and we're going to do top five zombie films.
We sure are, mate.
So, should we not fuck around too much and just...
Before we start, can I tell you about my jeans?
Yeah?
I'd love to hear about your jeans.
So, I got a message off Chris this morning. I've had no information about this, and this morning he said, make sure you're wearing stuff that you're movable in, you can run in, and you don't mind getting damaged. And I remembered about a year ago, I got sent a pair of jeans that I heard about on Joe Rogan's podcast, barbell jeans, that are jeans that are made to make you comfortable to do kicks in.
I imagine it's probably going to be more based around some kind of paintball, laser quest style thing. I would have thought it's frowned upon to kick zombies in the face.
I'm going to do some kicks, and I can exercise in these as well. So I was very excited about them, because in the 70s, Chuck Norris had some jeans out, didn't he?
They were amazing.
That was for kicks. And that's
was it your brother that found that picture of them?
It might have been, yeah. But clearly it's what this company is based on. They said they're called barbell jeans, and they're for... As soon as I put them on, I was like, oh, it's like wearing some joggers, but I happen to be in jeans. Anyway.
Well, I'll be able to teach you how to do a spinning kick today then.
Exactly. Amazing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you've come prepared. Can I just say, I don't think they're real zombies, so try not to kick any of them. But you might be able to kick down a door or something. Who knows, you know?
I'm going to ask you for the criteria, because it's your birthday, so I'll let you control this one. So, obviously, we're going to try and do five, but how are we going to do it? Because there's four of us, and I'm sure we've all got favourite. So how are we going to work this one out?
Well, what we'll do is, obviously my top five's correct, so what we'll do is we'll you know, everyone can say what their number five is, and we can go through, and we'll just see what names come out, eh?
All right.
And we'll have a little talk about why. If you don't have like a fight, has everyone got five? Because if they haven't got five,
I've got five. Yeah.
Stu, you are going to get torn to shreds here, because you've already said things that are so beyond stupid to me this morning that your top five can't even be a top five, really.
All right, we'll see.
And Carol, how are you getting on? Have you got a five over there?
I didn't know I had to. I'm just quickly having a quick look.
I'm like, that's all good. That's all good.
I've got some favourites.
No, well,
I wouldn't like to list them yet.
No, and you actually can remember. You actually recall them really well. So. You can cover your husband. Carol, just quickly, what's it like to be married to a superstar now?
Don't.
Does he talk about the podcast much at home?
Mm-hmm. I don't really know what to say.
Right, go on, you can start, Chris.
All right, look. Right, so you asked me what is the requirements for it to be a zombie movie.
Yes.
Because...
That's to have zombies in it, right?
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah, that was brief.
So what is a zombie then, Pip?
Just risen dead people.
He's close. He's kind of close.
Yeah.
It's a willless and speechless human, as in voodoo belief and in fictional stories, held to have died and had been supernaturally reanimated. It's a supernatural power that, according to voodoo belief, may enter in and reanimate a dead body. It's a person held to resemble the so-called walking dead, a person markedly strange in appearance or behaviour.
Wow, I didn't know you knew that much about zombies.
I was going to say, we should look that up somewhere to make sure that Stu's off the top of his head. Description is accurate.
That's pretty much safe.
I mean, that's close enough.
That wasn't guesswork.
No. All research work. I would say reanimated corpse has got to be the number one feature. And usually, let's be honest, in this one, considering where we're going today with Zed Events, and they're more traditional zombies, so we're going for flesh-hungry zombies, reanimated. But reanimated is really important, I feel. You have to be undead. You have to be dead first,
yep.
Right? And that's going to catch people out, I think. So.
That's going to catch me out, isn't it?
It's going to catch you out, yeah. Because you straight away, well, I mean, it's going to catch you out because your first choice was dog soldiers.
Dog soldiers, he's fucking which brilliant.
It's werewolves.
It's yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's werewolves, so that doesn't count.
Was the clue not in the title of it and that they were werewolves?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Fucking hell. I've only got four.
Number four?
Gremlins, I can have that, yeah?
Interview with a vampire.
Robocop.
Go on.
Is Frankenstein a zombie? Am I jumping things there? I don't want to ruin anyone's... Is he a zombie?
No, because he wasn't...
Great question.
Because he was dead.
Yeah,
he's reanimated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's using dead pieces of... other corpses, isn't it?
But he doesn't eat humans, does
he?
No,
that would...
And it wouldn't spread if he did.
Stu's woken up, and we're 7 minutes in. Stu said something intelligent.
That's the point. Do you have to be contagious? It has to be contagious.
Well, I think you need... That's a tricky one.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to eat... Yeah.
Sometimes zombies will create other zombies, but usually upon death. And then, therefore, it will be contagious sometimes because that's when they get reanimated. It's a tricky one, but with some of our things that we talk about, I'm sure, Carol, we're going to find ones where they are and are not. I would say that they do need to crave human flesh. They need to eat human beings, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'd say so. I've got to say at the start of this, I listened to her podcast the other day, and this is going to become relevant, but it was the Gittins podcast, and he had Cumbo on, and Cumbo and Gittins are two characters done by the same person, so hearing him having a breakdown trying to get that balance was amazing. Hearing Chris have a breakdown trying to get the balance from responding to us like absolute cunts, except for when Carol says something, where he's nice and polite and lovely, it's going to be equally beautiful. It's going to be equally beautiful to watch. You absolute pricks. Well, that's actually a good point.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, no problem, Carol. It's always a tough one, that. Okay, and I just want to apologise for all the wicked things I say about your husband in the car and throughout the podcast. Do you ever hear any of them, Carol? And like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
No, I just think keep it like that because it's bad enough that I know that Pip's mum listens. Yep. That always upsets me because I wouldn't say anything.
You say that upsets you. But then when you have a few drinks, you start talking about being sexy with his mum.
Someone just bought tickets to one of your live shows.
Oh,
no.
Amazing.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't say anything if I wasn't so fucking funny. If I could stop being funny, I wouldn't say anything.
She actually bought the tickets, I believe, on her birthday, which I wonder is going to be her worst birthday present to herself ever.
Oh, brilliant.
Happy birthday, me. Right, so, that being said, this is what I put in my sort of main things, is that they had to be reanimated.
Is this... Zombie films are Groundhog Day. You've said it twice now. Right. Okay. Pick a film. Let's just get this moving.
So my number five is a more recent little number, which is called Train to Busan.
That's my number three. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of crossovers on our list, so we can knock them off. So it's a loose five. But yeah, I thought it was great, and I thought the style of zombies in that were really exciting. And I hadn't, because essentially it was zombies who could run and were frantic and were... Yeah, the build-up of them was fantastic. I loved it.
I thought it was wicked. Have you got either of you got Stu Carroll? Have you seen that Train to Busan?
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's called Train to
Busan. Busan. It's on. Is it now on Netflix? I believe.
I believe it is on Netflix. Yeah.
So it's really cool zombie, and it's with fast zombies, but they are, you know, sort of reanimated and want to eat people.
Well, that's it. They're fast but not intelligent, which is a really key and good thing. Like, there's a certain bit where they're all piling after someone and they just start to pile up on each other, and it makes this kind of wave of zombies, and it's fantastic because they've not got any intelligence in them, but they have got that added speed and agility or whatnot.
They do have that speed. And the first one of the times that they've also done that in a zombie movie was when they remade Dawn of the Dead 2004, which I thought was wicked. And I nearly had that, and then Train to Busan just pushed it out of my top five.
See, a lot of people got angry with that when it came out because of running zombies, and they were saying how all of the suspense of zombies is that slow chase and that slow build. But I think in Train to Busan it was perfect.
No, and again, with Train to Busan, what was clever is because zombie movies, it's in the survival horror genre. So it's the idea is... You're trying to survive the epidemic a lot of the time. You can't really win. Yeah. And it's about getting, you know, equipment or getting into a location that keeps you safe.
Yeah, and that's what's great on this one as well. It could be called Zombies on a Train.
Mate.
It's all based on a train, which again builds that excitement and drama because it's getting through carriages, it's blocking them in one carriage, it's keeping them out of this carriage, and that's
the premise of it. Essentially,
there's a few stops along the way, but yeah, that is the premise of it, and it's fantastic drama and excitement, and a few different things that they build of when the lights are on and when the lights are off and stuff like that, of what they can see and can't see. Just simple restrictions and abilities that they apply that make it a real chess game of how you're going to avoid them and how you're going to get around them and stuff like that.
And that's a great way to explain it. Like, you know, that although the zombies are fast, it's great that they've limited it on and used the train as a means to build that suspense and drama that maybe people were criticising Dawn of the Dead 2004 for. but yeah, I still thought that was pretty amazing. So that was my number five. Was it Korean, Train to Busan?
Yeah, it was. It was Korean, I believe.
And and the bad guy in it is a human being, and he's just such an annoying turd, isn't he?
And the hero is one of my favourite heroes, or the kind of side, not the lead guy who's a dad, but there's a guy who becomes the hero who's just kind of quite a fat action guy, but he's just, he's amazing.
Bit of a tough dude. A mirror, I think they call him. So that's my number five. So, Carol, have you got any zombie films you want to mention around about this point?
Well, probably like... My favourite old one is called Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, good shout.
And I think
shout.
It's from the 80s because me and my friend, we used to watch it so much. I know all the words to it. And I just really, really, really used to. That's my favourite film when I was growing up. Absolutely loved it. They did eat brains in that.
They did. They were, I mean, that was proper, you're in the thick of it in terms of the zombie genre there. They ate brains. They were slow. Mm-hmm. So you had Night of the Living Dead, you had Dawn of the Living Dead. Return of the Living Dead, was that the third in the series? And what happened in that one? Can you remember roughly what the plot was, just to remind me?
Well, yeah, I think it was just this guy went to pick up his girlfriend from work or something like that.
Yeah.
And there was a few of them and they were all just getting drunk and dancing around. And then the rain came down and there was acid in the rain and it reanimated everybody in the graveyard.
Yeah.
And then that was it. They all sort of holed up in where he worked. I think he worked in like a... I can't remember. There was like... I think there was animals in there because I remember the animals, dead animals coming back to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just sort of like holed up in there. I don't know. I just really, really liked it.
No,
that
is
really good.
That's so cool because I love the fact when it's in just one place. and you're sort of barricaded up, because it sort of gives you that imagination of what would you do if you were, if you were in that situation. How would you sort of last it out, and would everyone turn on each other?
We've all had that conversation, haven't we?
Oh,
I think
gosh.
I love that conversation.
Yeah.
But there is one bit, they manage to get one of the zombies in and they pin her down on this table and they go to her, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? And she says, I just want to eat brains. And they go, why do you want to eat brains? And she said, because it takes away the pain of rotting away.
Oh.
So there was an actual like reason behind the brain eating.
Wow, so a zombie with a motive.
Yeah.
That's a first.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. And then one of the zombies killed loads of policemen, got in the thing and goes, send more cops. So he had a bit of sense as well. He was getting more.
They did do that. Yeah, they did do that in the Living Dead series later on. Like there was one where, I can't remember what the name of it was, where they were, it was at a military facility. It was one of the later ones. And then they had this zombie that, this is still late 70s, 80s. And they had a zombie that they was training, and he became one of the trainer's friends. And he was a really, like, simple, well, they're all simple, weren't they, zombies? But, I mean, like, actually quite an advanced zombie, because he was, he didn't just eat human beings. He was kind of getting the thread of trying to be a bit of a human again. So
I don't know if I like him being, having intelligence or having articulation, like speaking and saying, using that. I don't know.
I'm with you on that. I prefer the traditional. I don't mind him being faster.
The speed, I think, adds real.
No, end it there. The speed of thing adds real. So I just had a nice conversation with your missus, and then as soon as you
the
said anything,
as real. Good point, well made.
Sorry, mate. Go on, carry on. Crack on, mate.
No, because do you know what? To describe it, I'd have to mention another film that I can see on Carol's list, and it's on my list as well. So okay. I won't.
Well, it's your turn to name one, Stewie. So why don't you throw one in the mix,
well,
there, bud?
I'm going to go for one that isn't on Carol's list.
Go on then, mate.
And I just want to. I don't know if it is definitely a zombie film or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to get it massively fucking wrong.
I can't wait.
It's Dusk Till Dawn.
Wrong! What are you fucking going on about?
Is it vampires? It's vampires again.
Oh, hang on. Let me just cross off Lost Boys as well.
Stu, how can you?
Oh, yeah, it's called Dusk Till Dawn. That figures, doesn't it? Of course.
Well, yeah. But
yeah, all right. In which case, then, I'm going to go.
Just because it's got Dawn in the title doesn't mean it's a zombie film.
Well, look, do you know what? I'm going to.
If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, are you going to call? Not Stu.
I'm going to go for Thriller.
Yeah, okay.
Thriller was a short movie when it came out. It was more than a music video.
Okay.
And you could buy it as a video.
That is werewolves as well, though.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little where he got a bit.
Oh, yeah, when he's
he got a bit wolfy.
It's a bit American Wolf in London, isn't it?
That's a good shout, though. I like that because it was released as a short, essentially, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shut up, Chris. No, it passes. Like except that. For, I mean, none of them have a craving for human flesh. They have a craving for wicked dance moves. but I'm gonna give you it. I think it's gonna be a great shout in there. So
craving's a craving, mate. You gotta go with it.
One of Tell Michael Jackson's better cravings. I just thought it was obviously, which I say in every podcast, I'm much older than you. It was a fucking massive deal when that came out. Do you know what I mean? Aside from the fact that it's a killer tune, like, no pun intended there, it's just fucking great, isn't it? Like, obviously getting Landis to put it together as well. At that point, American Werewolf in London was, and he's still my favourite horror film.
Is that on your list?
It's my number. Oh, right. Not anymore.
The clue's in the title. Stu's figured it out. It can't be in here because he's American. He's fussed out. Right, no American monsters.
Oh, I really thought I'd fucking smash it with Dusk Till Dawn as well.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to go Thriller. I think,
mate, it scared the life out of me, man, that. Like, I really didn't like... I watched it, but I used to have to gear myself up to watch that. Because I used to get really scared by it. Obviously, I was quite young. But it was amazing. It's such a great... It's a good shout, man. Solid shout. So, Pippi Longstockings.
I, at number five, had a 28 Days Later.
Five. Wrong.
Yeah, I had it at five. I thought it was good. It didn't blow me away as much as other people. In fact, it was on the rewatch. It didn't blow me away as much as other people. I remember being hyped about it at the time, and then I watched it again recently. I thought it was good still, but it didn't quite have me there. But yeah, I thought it was really good.
Well, I mean, it is
right near the top.
Yeah, well, you'd both be wrong.
Oh, okay.
They're infected. They're not reanimated, and they also don't have a hunger for human flesh.
Oh well, there you go. That's good. That's good.
What's their hunger?
Their hunger is to for extreme violence and to spread the virus. So loosely, in terms of what Carol pointed out earlier, that it's spread an infection. It does hit that. And, it's...
But doesn't the virus kill them and then reanimate them?
No, they're just infected.
Sure.
Yeah, 100%.
What did they call the word when we done Secret Cinema? What did they call the... Was it the rage they get? Yeah. It was called the rage,
that's
wasn't
right,
it?
It's a rage virus. Yeah. I mean, fair enough, the virus, like in Resident Evil series, the T-virus kills people and brings them back as zombies, but it doesn't in 28 Days Later. I think it's controversial, and I'm sure there's going to be people who disagree.
You're spoiling everyone's day, Chris.
I know.
Substitute in my fifth place, because I was torn between that. I didn't, not because of technicality, but I had one that was just pushed out that I thought was a good little film. I'm now worrying that they're probably not zombies, but I Am Legend.
Not zombies.
Ooh.
That's
not
the one I was going to say, I Am Legend, and then I forgot to write it down.
It's a great one. I actually wrote a top five ones that are close to zombies but aren't, because I figured that you guys might put these in. Right. And I Am Legend made it. Not only because it's got bloody Will Smith in it, but... they're not. They're like...
They're more vampire-y as well, because they can't through the light, can they?
Oh, my God, Stuart Whiffin. Take a sip of coffee and keep talking, man. That is completely correct. Yeah, they're more vampire-like, aren't they? Again, it's a virus. They're susceptible to light. And the other thing is they're way more intelligent. Well, no. They're not. I guess they're a bit more intelligent. They can set traps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're really locking down the criteria to make this really not fun, Chris.
I like it. I think it's good. This is how Jim Smallman does his lists on Tuesday Night Joy. He has the strictest criteria, and he'll screw people over if they get it slightly wrong. And that's fun. I enjoy really well-organised fun.
You are known for it. You are known for it. We did ironically nickname you Chaos. Yeah, no, I also gave Stu 28 Days Later earlier just to make him sucker punch it, but... Okay, yeah.
They are both on... Because I had to flick through a list of zombie movies on the internet, and they're both on that. But again, yeah, that's good. There's strict criteria and they don't make it in there.
No.
Educating people here.
Exactly. Just be careful, guys, who you talk to, because if you bump into a nerd like me... Your conversation.
It's a fucking great film.
It isn't. What who are we talking about? 28 Days Later.
Yeah,
the premise is excellent. It's superb. Like I think I can't remember what year that came out. I think Dawn of the Dead had been out, i.e., with the fast zombies. And I think that 28 Days Later didn't come out many years after that. But they took that to the next level, and I thought it was really clever. It was a really well designed monster, you know, and problem. And it falls straight under survival horror. It does all the things that a zombie horror film did, but it made it. More contemporary, and it was cool, man. It was really scary, innit? Like how it, you know, things spiral out of control in those movies quickly. I think you're right, Pip. Like, I haven't watched the first one back for a real long time, but I imagine it might have lost a little bit of the impact. But then a lot of horror films will do that.
Yeah, as much as anything, it's going to sound really stupid, but the cameras it was shot on weren't that high quality. And TVs have got a lot bigger since then. And watching it on one of them, it looked just really lo-fi, but not in a lo-fi way. Yeah. Not in a Blair Witch type way. In a, all right, this looks a bit
dated.
Crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is great, obviously.
I like the fact that it's set in England.
Yeah.
Because most zombie films are not.
No, it's very true.
It does. That scene is incredible.
They nailed it. I mean, I wrote a zombie movie set in England, didn't I, actually?
Yeah.
No, about three people have read it, because I won't share it with anyone. But that's set in Basildon, of all places. And I did that in terms of... I think it's got a wicked twist in it. I don't think there's been...
Good, a good twist and some good tropes and conflicts that aren't addressed in zombie movies, kind of putting them in the real world. I don't know, interesting, but we won't go into that.
Yeah, no, let's not bore anyone with that.
I presume all of you kind of have got your plan, should it happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your plan, Stewie? Call me.
My plan is to go head to Chris as soon as possible, see how excited he is, and then kill him. He's waited his whole life for a zombie apocalypse. Unlucky, mate. Bang. You're on the other side.
You've already got a gun?
Yep.
Go on then, Shu. What's the plan, man?
I'd go straight to B&Q.
Yeah, it's a good shout. That is in my zombie movie, actually.
I'd hole up in B&Q. Yeah. And I know that Costco's is just over the road from B&Q. Mm-hmm. So I could kind of go over there to get bulk supplies. Mm-hmm. And I'd obviously use one of the B&Q delivery vans. Mm-hmm. And obviously I'd build myself something decent in B&Q and just be tooled up to fuck with things to take them out with.
It's a good shout. The problem is with these places is that you a lot of other people can have those ideas. So you're going to get there, and there's going to be a lot of survivors there. And when that sort of survivor instinct kicks in, you know, you're going to be wrestling with other people competing for those things. So
where are you going? Home base.
Home base is less popular. I do think you need to get, you need some suitable, somewhat armament. I think the one thing, you see, you got to think about it. If it's a standard zombie, like, you know, what we're talking about here, it's kind of, they could even be quite fast, but they've not got superhuman strength, and they're not smart, right? So even if they bite you, they've only got the strength of a jaw bite, right? So if you wore biker levers, they can't bite through that, one.
Brands Hatch.
Yeah. No, so first of all, get hold of some biker levers. That would be one. Well, I'd have my eye out for them.
Could you not just go? I mean, because obviously you'd have to go to a specialist shop for that. You probably live in Basildon. You live near an Ann Summers. Could you maybe just go and get some leather outfit from there? Maybe that could do a similar job.
Sure. I just hope that you suggest that to me when this happens.
So I'm saying, I get my biker levers. Then where wouldn't they go? I'll head down to GAY. It's just an excuse for when we catch him in GAY and biker levers. Like, I'd heard that there were zombies and...
Catch me again in...
I'm just scouting.
Go on, carry on.
I've got my...
Right, so you've got your leather chaps on, right?
Yeah, I've got my leather chaps on and a Stetson. I'm wearing a Stetson because I can't bite through them.
Stetson's a good outfit.
I mean, this all explains today's outfit a lot.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my camouflage top because so they can't see me as good.
And your leather trousers.
And my leather trousers, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, have your eye out for that. But in the meantime, although it'd be uncomfortable and a bit sweaty, wrap up. Wrap up warm, folks.
Wouldn't a suit of armour be better?
No, absolutely stupid. One, you will not get hold of a suit of armour. Two, you're going to be so exhausted in that. It would be all right once you'd...
One advantage of mobility, you take it away. You're down to their level of mobility.
Yeah, but they're not going
to
be able to do anything. Well, you just get some sleep. You could. Oh, all right, fuck it. I'm going to get a suit of armour.
Okay,
I'm not going to go to B&Q. I'm going to go to B&Q just to have a mooch. Then nice. I'm going to go to IKEA. And then I'm just going to have a sleep in one of their beds in a suit of armour.
All right, cool. Nice one, man. Yeah. I can't top that. No, right, come on.
I would have asked Carol her plan, but Stu's already killed her.
Shit. <Jeez. laughs> What is your plan before
Pete
we move
Stewart
on?
Stu just told you my plan because he's nicked my plan. Plus the Harley Davidson shops next to those shops, so you could be like Daryl Dixon on your Harley, get yourself a crossbow and
pick up some cool points. And Carol, would I be correct in assuming you might be trying to meet Daryl there and
no,
sack
I'm
off
I'm
your
not
loser
Daryl
husband
I'm not saying, oh okay I'm just oh, saying okay. That's an option
because he's quite the sex symbol, isn't he, Daryl, these days? The girls quite go for him.
Yeah.
I hear
who is it? I don't know who he is.
The chap in
Walking Dead.
Oh, right. Okie doke,
the lad with the crossbow.
Yep, that
crossbow's a reasonably good idea, but what you want is something like like, if you was in B&Q, you want something that's got a bit of length to it, a pole, like, you know, and then it's got, like, a spade on the end or like that, so you can just cut cut their faces or cut their head a little bit. And then you want just and then you just but that's not long enough. And then you just need a heavy blunt bludgeoning device as well, like a hammer to do their heads in, or pickaxe, get into their skulls.
No,
some lovely stuff
too,
like that.
Too laborious. Just I reckon like a small axe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think like you'd be able to like manoeuvre it better.
You want something with a spike because that
a climbing axe.
Yeah.
Climbing axe, yeah.
Oh, no, but
you want something to pierce the skull.
I think the thing with them is once it goes in, where it's got such a bend on it, it gets stuck a bit. Whereas I think your bog standard little axe, just you smash the brain in and then it's back out.
Yeah, you want something that's got, that either it's bludgeoning, so it's just big and heavy, but that's going to knack you, or something that's got a very sharp spike that's solid, that's not going to snap a lot. So where you're popping skulls.
A good hammer.
Yeah.
A good hammer would do it, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah, I've obviously fashioned some weapons already, so.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, so a number four for me, right, I don't know if many of you would have seen this, it's called Reanimator.
I know of it.
I've seen Reanimator. That's early 80s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a video nasty.
Sort of. You see, I didn't know whether to not put Reanimator on the list, because it's very touch and go whether or not they're zombies, but after lots of thought... I decided to put it on there. Effectively, it's a story of a scientist who, through one means or another, has created a serum that...
did you say what?
A serum. S-E-R-U-M, you know, like a...
Serum.
Thank you.
That brings dead things back to life. But they're not... They a little bit 28 days later, they're very violent. But they are also cannibalistic as well.
Excellent. Sounds good.
And they're dumb.
I remember seeing the video and it being one of the shock ones, one of the 18s or, yeah, as you say, a video nasty or whatever. But yeah, I've never caught it.
It's a bit, it isn't, to me, it isn't really a video nasty. It's a bit splatter gore and comedy. The guy who plays her...
Not nice, but it's not a video nasty.
Video unpleasant. The lead character is in the thing's called Herbert West, who was written by a wicked horror author called H.P. Lovecraft. And he was writing that, you know, he's one of the first people to sort of come up with the ideas of what a zombie would be, really. His own take on it. And the main character, Herbert West, who's sort of like this bad doctor who's obsessed with proceeding his science, he's played by a geezer called Jeffrey Combs. And that is, it's wicked just to watch it just for that bloke. It's if you haven't seen it, I do recommend it. It is a little bit scary.
Excellent. I like it. That sounds good.
So, with that being said, and H.P. Lovecraft, by the way, is one of the best horror fiction writers of all time. Right, okay, so let's move on then. So, what order was we doing? Was it Stuart? No, who was next? Let's do Pip. What's your next one, number four?
And my next one was Zombieland.
Yeah, I got that.
Good shout.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I thought the laying down of rules and plans after a zombie apocalypse, which is exactly what we've just discussed at the beginning, was done really well in a really good manner that was called back on throughout the film. I thought the characters were great. The unexpected Bill Murray cameo was genius.
Oh, shit, forgot about that, yeah.
That's absolute, that was next level.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. It is a comedy, but it had the drama of a zombie movie as well. It genuinely had some tense moments, and yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah. I'd also had Woody Harrelson in it, who's another one of my favourite actors.
Mate, he's cracking in that.
Yeah. Emma Stone is in it. And
Michael Cera.
Is it Michael Cera?
Yeah. Isn't it? No.
Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah. So it was a wicked list. But yeah, it fulfills all that. It's got a bit of comedy in there. It's so well shot. It's survival horror. This got slightly edged out by one others, but that is in my definitely. It's in my top 10 for shizzle.
And the director is who's currently taking on Venom.
Oh,
so that's interesting.
A little bit of
is that a comic book?
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. Yeah, one of mine and Chris's favourites, and Hardy's out in Atlanta shooting it at the moment. In fact, I'll show you a video he sent me earlier on that when we're not recording a podcast.
Oh, exciting! if you was a superhero villain, Stuart, you might be Venom.
Oh, really?
I think he'd be Sandman.
Yeah, no, he'd be more... he'd be the Blob.
Yeah, the Blob, maybe. Yeah,
more the Blob than any of those others.
The massive twat.
Not seen that one.
Stupid cunt. Oh, sorry, Carol. I went too far there. okay. That's a great shout. Was Zombieland's on anyone else's?
Yeah, it's on mine.
Okay, cool. Cool beans. Carol, what zombie movie would you like to mention next?
Well, I'll talk about one called The Girl with All the Gifts. I don't know. Ooh. I must admit, I haven't seen it. I've only read it, so I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
You talk away.
And technically, are they zombies? Because I'm not sure now. You made me doubt myself.
So now you're saying it's not a zombie and it's also a book.
I don't know.
The film's great. Is that really? Paddy Considine?
Considine, yeah.
It is a film, but I haven't gone and seen it yet.
Oh, of course we've seen it. I can't believe I've forgotten this one, yeah.
I went to see it with Aaron, I think, I remember. You were telling me about it before I'd seen it, yeah.
This is also set in London, I think, where it is in the book. And they're at a quarantine place, and there's a teacher, and all of her students are zombies. And one of them kind of falls a little bit in love with her. Yeah. And all the while, they're covered in, like, some kind of UV block, so they don't smell of blood and flesh. They're under control. But as soon as it comes off, they start to go crazy. They can't help it. They start trying to, like, they gnash their teeth and they try to kill people and all that sort of thing. And then they sort of, they break out and then they go on the road on this big kind of truck, I suppose. It's got a lab in it. It's just really good. I really enjoyed the book. I thought it was really, really good. I don't know why I haven't seen the film yet.
The film, so I've only seen the film, and the tension in that, in the first, like, 20-30 minutes is absolutely quality in terms of horror. They've done it so well, because turn it up.
Dude, I can't hear you.
Can't you hear me? Oh, no. Sorry, mate.
Are they technically zombies? I
don't want to give it away for people who haven't seen it, but I don't think they are, because I don't think they've been reanimated.
Yeah, that's what's making me wonder. I can't remember whether.
They might fall. Actually, I'll tell you what. They fall into a slightly. It's a reimagining of another horror trope, which is all I say is body snatchers, and it's more that than it is a zombie. But they have a lot of zombie traits.
They do try and eat people.
Oh, 100%. They definitely tick the. They definitely tick the old cannibal box. And it is
a
sick film.
I don't think they're alive. I think they're dead.
Are they?
I think so.
Well, if they are...
They never grow. She never gets older. She remains the same age as when she died. So I think they are zombies.
Does anyone from the book... Do you remember anyone dying and then coming back to life as that thing? If that happens, then I think we can put it through.
I'm not sure. We'll have to see about that later.
Listeners, get in touch. Let us know. Good. Well, if it isn't, it would definitely make my top 10 like zombie movies. Maybe even my top five. Stu, what you got for us? Superman.
Right, I'm not going to say... I'm going to pick one that... I'm going to go for a film called Doghouse.
Right, okay. No, I think you... I haven't seen that, but I kind of wanted to. And you might be right here. Go on, fire away.
Yeah, it's Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
My recollection of the film isn't great, but I remember at the time it was really, really good. And I'm going for this because I don't want to kind of blow my load too quick with the last two, because I think, I would imagine, everyone will have these two. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to go Doghouse. It's on Netflix if anyone wants to watch it.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, it's all right.
So...
Definitely.
As far as I know, and you cannot know what everyone knows, they can't rely on Stuart saying definitely after
definitely
he said
zombies.
Fucking
as soon as it goes
dusk till dawn.
Like.
Are you you fucking having me on? Again, he's got dog in the title, which makes you think, well, all I know is the premise is a geezer breaks up with his missus, or he's in the doghouse per se. He goes away for a weekend or something with his mates, and they come across some women who have really got it in for blokes, in the sense of they've got something that makes them cannibalistic. That's as much as I know.
They go for like a bit of a lad's thing in the minibus, and they go out to this kind of little village.
Yeah.
And the minibus breaks down, if I remember rightly, and then just shit starts to unfold.
All right, okay. All right, that sounds like a good one then.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
So worth a watching. And plus, he's got Danny Dyer in, man. He's done some funny horror films. Has he?
Oh.
Okie dokie. Is that all of us? All right, okay. Let's move that. Was it through there? Okay. So, number three in my list. This one is called Brain Dead.
Well, you have to speak up, dude.
Right, sorry, Stu.
I spend my whole life telling you to shut up. And the one time that, like, because you've got headphones on.
Yeah, but I need to make sure we're recording it good.
Can we make him wear headphones the rest of the time?
It'd be great when you're leaving my bar at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning if you was wearing them headphones.
Talking this quiet.
Yeah.
Carol, do I ever wake you guys up?
I just want to remind everyone it's Chrissy's birthday and stop being horrible.
Yeah. You're allowed on all the time, Carol. Have I woke you and the girls up when have I walked out the house?
No.
Right. There we go.
Saying that because it's your birthday. What's your film? What was it? Brain Dead?
Yes.
Is that the... Yeah, it's the thingy one, isn't it? The fucking Peter Jackson one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, no, correct. Correct. This was during when he was doing horror movies and quality ones at that. So this is basically about the Sumerian rat monkey, poisonous rat monkey that bites someone and that turns them into effectively the living dead. And it's fucking hysterical. It's really funny. It's gore as hell, but it comes under what, you know, is called like splatter gore, really.
Kill them and reanimate them.
Correct.
Right, excellent. Okay.
So, it's just insane. It is absolutely...
He was known at this point, and there was him and a couple of others who were doing the ultra shock type splatter.
It's not scary or anything. It's just shit.
No.
But it's comedy horror. You can't.
It used to be good. I haven't watched it for years.
True.
Like, what's that other one?
Yeah, what's the other really famous one he done?
Bad Taste.
Bad Taste.
Yeah. I saw Brain Dead at the cinema.
Oh, really?
So did I.
Oh, my God. We're put up at people.
Bad Taste.
Really?
And Chopping Chicks in Zombieland.
No.
And Rabid Grannies.
Rabid Grannies.
It's very good.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah, I remember my mate was like, this was cunt, actually. He was like, yeah, I want to go watch his film. And he said, it's really scary and it's going to be horrible. And I just remember sitting there thinking, this is really rubbish. And that's the one where he does the guy with a lawnmower, isn't it?
He does them all with a lawnmower towards the end.
Yeah.
It's just one of those amazing...
I've not seen it since I was probably about 14 at the cinema.
Yeah.
But I remember just kind of not being particularly impressed with it.
Me and my brother have got quite different movie tastes, and he gave me this, and it was so up my brother's street. But I got to say, it did win me over with just how ridiculous the scenes are in it. comical. There's like ears dropping off into people's porridge and then they're eating it and stuff like that. It's just too funny. So yeah, brain dead. It's a kind of different. It's the extreme end of zombies getting chopped into pieces sort of culture, and that's why I wanted to sort of like have it feature in the whole like splatter, because then there's low. You sort of see that a bit in quite a lot of the other zombie movies, even like Shaun of the Dead, when they're getting pulled apart and stuff like that. And so yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
So who's who's doing? Who's Pip? Where are you? Number three.
So my number three was Train to Busan. Yep. So I'll jump to my number two, which was what you just mentioned, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, nice one, Chris.
Snap is my number two.
Yeah. It's just great. It was just it.
That was
it,
my
it
number one,
perfectly.
By the way.
The comedy was great. There's the use of zombies was great. The gore bits, as you said, were great. And yeah, just absolutely wonderful.
There's not a scene in that film that isn't anything other than perfect. There's no shit in that. There's no fat on that film.
There's no fat.
I'm not a Walking Dead. He only points the mic at me when I'm not talking, expecting me to.
I hold it at you because I don't know when your mouth's going to open up.
It's okay. It's because of my stutter. It's hard to tell. Am I yawning? Am I trying to talk? So I'm not a big Walking Dead fan, and I started it and stopped it and started it and stopped it. And then I think it was the second series I was watching recently, and it was all right. But then as it got to the end of a certain bit, I realised that it was like six episodes that were just an extended version of the stop pointing a gun at my mum scene in Shaun of the Dead, which I was like, you've spent ages doing that, and that was just done perfectly in a minute long scene of stop pointing a gun at, she's not your mum anymore. and just, yeah, absolutely fantastic. I love it.
just the genius scene of throwing the records. That scene was just, and just trying to jump over the fence. It's been seen a million times, but it's just fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know. They
stop me now.
Yeah.
The Don't Stop Me Now scene is just amazing, but yeah, wonderful.
They really got all the tropes of zombie horror right there. Yeah. And comedy, because there's a lot of comedy. Like, it wasn't long before zombies became the clown of the monster world, because they are slow and fun, really. And, you know, you don't get as many vampire comedy movies, do you? I mean, you had What We Do in the Shadows and stuff like that, which is great. Yeah, but it's not. But most of the time, if you can have a bit of fun and a laugh and a joke, you're going to use a zombie, aren't you? And that just nailed it. It was just such, like you said, Shu, so there's no fat on that movie. Every scene is, they've really thought about it. They've really used the zombies to the best comical effect. And great actors as well. Nick Frost, Simon Pegg in it, and all the cameos.
And just the whole kind of... I really like the simplicity of the whole situation that's unfolding. And it's so easily just dealt with by saying, let's just go down to Winchester until it all blows over.
Well, that's what was great. The humanity of it all, the realism of it all. The fact that it's... In reality, we wouldn't all be going... We wouldn't all have guns and motorbikes and be doing all this. It is kind of, at first they're kind of in denial of it, and they're like, don't say the Z word and all that kind of thing, and then it is just let's go down the pub and lock ourselves in, and it's like, that's genius. It's wonderful.
And I use traditionally English weapons. You got golf clubs in there, cricket bats in there, so yeah, bravo. Wow, okay, well that deserved to be featured highly on all our lists. Has anyone else got a number two there that they want to talk about?
Well,
can't
you've
stop saying
got,
number
you've
two.
Got here,
I've got
you,
two
though.
Left.
Go on, go on. Give us one of those then, Carol.
They're not in any particular order, but that's I right. really like World War Z. I thought that was really good. I was on the edge of my seat for most of that film. I couldn't hardly breathe. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And I'd read the book of it.
Yeah.
And the film only takes you up a little bit into the book, so hopefully they'll do a good job with the second part of it.
That was one that I was kind of annoyed with the running and speed and agility of the zombies, but it did have me on the edge of my seat constantly. So it started, I was like, I don't like this. I don't like how agile they are and all this, but it did have me constantly like, oh shit. So it worked.
I said, up until Dunkirk, I don't think any film had that from the offset when he's sitting in the car and it goes past and it's the wind mirror and that huge bang and then it just
fucking goes.
Yeah.
And it don't come
it
off the gas.
Stop, yeah.
And I just, that was my number two. I thought that was absolutely fantastic, that film. Like, incredible.
It is really good. A lot of my mates had run it down. And I was like, when I got around to watching it, my expectations of that movie were really low. Mm. And when I watched it, I was like, what the fuck are people saying? This is a really good film. They really did do the building that suspense with it really well. Yeah. I like that creativity in making zombies like waves, in terms of how they run and react. So even if it is a little bit, you know, it is quite fantastical, but it looks wicked, doesn't it? It's absolutely, it's so cool. And it's got Brad Pitt in it, who I plan to marry.
I really like the bit outside the wall in Israel, and they all just climb on top of each other. Yeah. I've never seen that before. I thought it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
No, I definitely got it. It's in my special mentions for sure.
And the plane crash, obviously, is pretty special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good shout. What was your other one, Carol, that you had?
Dawn of the Dead, you know, like just the... Not the original, the remake.
Yeah.
The one that came out this century, I think.
The original one was still solid, I thought.
But
is that the shopping centre one?
Yeah.
Like where we're going today.
Yeah.
I thought I should leave that till last. Yeah. We are going to reenact that this afternoon, hopefully.
No, that was wicked, the original. And like you say, the remake just got nudged out by Train to Busan for me. I thought that was wicked, that remake. Who was in that? I can't remember the actors now and actresses.
I don't know. I know Phil Dunphy out of Modern Family is in it because he plays a bit of a baddie.
That's it. Is it Mekki Pfeiffer in that as well? The black actor who was in like High Learn? Was it High Learn?
Yeah,
he was in.
IMDb.
Oh, that was.
Was
I'm
it?
Epps or something.
No. I don't think it was. I'm trying to think.
It's gone. I know it had that Johnny Cash tune in it at the start, which was wicked. What is it? There's a man going around taking names. I can't remember. When the man comes to town, when the man comes around, that's it. Sorry. Yeah, I thought that was wicked. Okay, so on to number one. So,
hang on a minute. Who's in it?
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames. That was who I was trying to think of. Yeah.
Yeah, Tarboro plays Phil Dunphy.
But it's cool the way the zombies, they're all so brain dead, all they can think to do is go to the shopping centre.
That's right, but yeah, they literally
die and your reanimated corpse just trudges along to Lakeside.
Yeah, habitual, yeah, desire to go to Lakeside.
Which is what we're doing right now.
Yeah. I'm pumped for this. This is going to be good. Who's going to get eaten by a zombie first?
I know you're all thinking me.
Yeah, well, you're the biggest target.
Yeah, you are, mate. You've got to think that...
We'll be hiding behind you.
Yeah, we've got to sacrifice you.
Yeah, you'll be able to hold more down and back, and they'll be eating you for longer.
It makes sense,
man, that it's you.
Cheers, guys.
I'm going to be the coward one who sort of, like, closes the door on you all, I think.
I was discussing all of this last night... with Amy Ballman, who gets mentioned on your podcast every now and then.
Yeah.
And I would say my main excitement is seeing what legal situation Chris gets us into. Like what Chris is going to do to one of these zombies, or what is going to happen as he gets overexcited, because he is constantly dreaming of a zombie apocalypse. So he did get banned from the alien... thing in the Trocadero because he kept jumping out on the aliens or making them take him and all sorts of stuff. So I'm just excited.
Just waiting for that moment when all the lights come up. There's some bloke sitting there. He's got his head down between his legs, just saying, "I don't need this. I get paid £7 an hour." and Chris,
everybody out. Yeah, come on, forget
Chris
it.
Chris has been had his hands cable tied together. And,
I have grown up somewhat since Alien, but I'm just, I don't want to get eaten today. I'm not going to be throwing myself at zombies unless I see a really quality comedy moment to do it, and I don't want to take it too seriously, because I figure that I will take this quite seriously.
I was concerned, I was discussing with Amy yesterday, the problem I have is I'm not very fun. So this is going to be an interesting one for me, because I don't really engage it, I don't really lock into fun stuff, so I'll be kind of going, yeah, all right, fucking zombies, idiots.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun today.
I'm the worst person at this. It's going to be unbearable.
She's going to be going, this ain't the one, crying in the corner.
If there's any heights, then there could be some trouble.
Carol, are you going to be basically Ripley here? Are you going to keep?
I hope I'm not going to crumble.
Well, we've done we done the 28 Days Later Secret Cinema, and
it was so cool. I can't wait for this afternoon. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm.
You have to throw yourself into things like that, and if you do, you get a lot out of it. And that was if that's going to be anything like what we're going to do today, I mean, what I would have given at that at Secret Cinema to have had some kind of weapon would have been amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, I just think today's going to be great.
All you had was that stun gun.
No, I presume so.
Like, they can't give us weapons because that's...
I heard rumours. Yeah, I heard rumours. I mean, amazing if so.
If you just...
Yeah. I've got a stun gun on me. And one of those extendable batons. But, No, I don't know.
You must have to have some kind of... I don't know. Oh, do you know what? I'm not going to say until... let's find out.
Maybe we'll do a little post-recording.
All right, look, birthday boy.
Number one.
Yeah, do it.
Night of the Living Dead, mate. The original. George A. Romero. The King. Yeah. Pip's speaking. The mic's not there. I watched that as a kid. I was about 15, and it was on late at night, back when... You know, TV shows like turned off by about like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning. And I caught it on, I think it was like Channel 4, and watched it in my bedroom. And I was sat at the edge of my bed just.
Eurotrash or?
Just after Eurotrash. So I'd got all my nervous energy out. And I felt alone and vulnerable, as you do, post orgasm. And I watched that movie and I was utterly terrified. It was...
What film was this, Chris?
Night of the Living Dead, George A. Romero. It was shot... I don't know if it was the 60s or 70s. Black and white, put it that way. But it's so scary. And it is that whole being trapped... They're just in a house. Stuck in a house. And... Oh, it's so good. The suspense and drama in it is the epitome of what survival horror was. The zombies are slow... scary, and the basement scene towards the end is horrible, and it was quite graphic even back then. I don't know what it looks like now, probably rubbish, but it was pretty graphic, and it scared the life out of me.
Did it feel more scary and supernatural because you had ectoplasm all over your sheets?
yeah, a tad bit. I think I'd cleaned all that up, actually. Tasted bitter. So yeah, what?
I haven't seen a black and white zombie film.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
No.
I recommend it. I do. I think because it sets the standard. It wasn't funny in any stretch of the imagination. All of that with zombie films came later. I mean, it's way scarier like than the original Dracula and stuff like that. I think there's something sinister about because the thing with like Dracula and other monsters is they're not they're a step on from human, whereas zombies are kind of they are still human. They're just rotting dead things. And that is pretty horrific. And the fact that they're slow, but they're when they're attacking en masse, it's a really horrible thing. And that's what really launched. There was other zombies before. There was ones like, you know, really early on, White Zombie, which really she wasn't really a zombie, and others. But that one was, to me, is the Don. That launched it and set the standard for them all. So, that being said, you guys haven't seen any. Have we missed anyone else's number one?
I've got my number one, yeah. I thought about it a lot, and I've gone for The Passion of the Christ.
This is interesting, because he was resurrected, I guess, at the end.
He died and was reanimated. I reckon he's a zombie.
Did he have a craving for human flesh?
Ask the Catholic Church.
Is he still alive then?
I mean, they all eat his body every time they go to mass. So there is a cannibalism element involved in it. That's what the body of Christ is. That's grim that they get and go, I'm going to receive the body of Christ, and they eat what they believe to be the flesh of the lead zombie. Yeah,
but effectively, it's a Pringle.
Yeah, it's basically a flavourless Pringle, but yeah. My number one.
All right, okay. Did you have any other number ones? No. Okay. So is that everyone's number ones? Is there any special mentions? What's that just fallen down there?
I have a special mention.
Go for it.
Someone was talking about this the other day. Pet cemetery.
Pet cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good shout. Are they zombies?
Yeah.
That's a real tough one
they
because.
Are.
Well they're
reanimated.
They reanimated, right? So yeah. It hits that box, and it's and then B, it's an amazing movie. But they don't really have a flesh hunger for flesh. They're just evil
they
as
are,
hell.
Yeah, they are evil.
It's such a good film. It's,
they do
it's sinister.
Kill people, don't they? They
100%
don't
do.
Eat them.
Yeah, they're just evil. They come back bad.
That
like
little kid is not caught. You know the.
No. No, he's not a cool dude.
No.
He's really not. He's a sick little puppy. And even the evil cat in it's too much for me, really.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I'm really hoping, like, with what they've been doing with the other Stephen King movies, that Pet Sematary is going to get a shout.
That would be awesome.
I hope they do Salem's Lot as well, I think. And there was another one called, I think it was called Night Shift, and it was about a giant mutant rat in a factory. And that was pretty sexy as well.
Sounds it. Vampires wasn't. That was shit.
That was John Carpenter, wasn't it? Vampires, I believe.
Was it?
Is that the last dumb thing you want to say? You had to squeeze one last bit in, didn't you? You weren't satisfied.
Favourite Stephen King film?
Oh. Well, it'd be the new It now, I guess. Be honest with you, it has to me. I really enjoyed it. It's I think it's got had unnecessary hate. Really,
I thought it's amazing.
Yeah,
it scores really highly on IMDb.
Yeah, I think it's warranted.
It's not as good as The Shining, though.
Oh, bollocks! I feel like I fucked up there, Carol.
No, it is very good though.
Oh, I need to think about that longer between Shining and the new It. I must say,
people never sling things like Shawshank Redemption in there and stuff like that, though.
Did he do The Green Mile as well?
Yeah.
Green Mile as well, yeah. Did he write The Body that Stand By Me was based on?
He did.
Yeah.
That was
really?
A short, yeah.
Oh. Mm. Right, okay, so that's a whole new podcast there. Other shout-outs, special mentions. Versus, which was a movie Scroobius Pip introduced me to, which was a Japanese or Korean crazy zombie horror, sword fighting, shooting... what else have we got here? There was a movie called Undead, which was a 2004 Australian movie, which is absolutely wacky as hell. Where just watch that film if you haven't seen zombie movies and you want to get stuck in. Go and look up Undead. There's a three-barrel shotgun in it. Enough said. The original.
At the time of Versus of those films where they were doing. I think Brotherhood. I think it was werewolves in that one, but they were doing these amazing. Horror type things, but in these mad martial arts and gunslinging, knife wielding manners. It was really
Brotherhood cool. of the Wolf was wicked, yeah.
Brotherhood of the Wolf,
with Vince Castle, who's one of my favourite actors. He was dope, mate. Yeah, it was really good, man. My other special mentions are the original Resident Evil movie. I thought they did a pretty good job on that. Warm Bodies, Stakeland, no Zombieland, but Stakeland is still good. Last Days on Mars, if no one's seen that, is decent. Wormwood, another Aussie one, I believe. Zombievers.
Zombievers,
yeah. Zombievers is a superb. It can be. It was for me, my friend. It's a B movie about zombies who have become beavers who have become zombies, and it's quality.
Thanks for explaining that, Chris.
You know, you were getting confused on Dusk Till Dawn, so let's never forget that.
And you chose Thriller and by Michael Jackson, Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, I was going to sign off with a joke about that. Oh, fuck's sake.
Other favourite zombie movies are Maggie, The Horde, Zombie Flesh Eaters, Dance of the Dead, Juan of the Dead, Slither. I guess there's zombies in that. And then my great movies where they aren't quite zombies. Wreck. Have you seen Wreck?
Yep. Yep, it's good.
Do you want to talk about it, Chris?
Well, no, not really. I wanted to see if you had it. You guys in the back had anything to say.
No, I haven't heard of it. I'm looking it up.
Really worth it. It's. I think it was Spanish, Carol. Watch that. Really genuinely watch that. It's kind of a...
Ralph's just coming up.
It's really good. They remade it in Hollywood called Quarantine, which was also solid. But the original Wreck is a quality film. And it's a play on very close to zombies. Are they not... And there's sort of clever explanations of it towards the end. And it's really, really scary. And that, again, is based in an apartment block. It's pretty quality. But my other one other than Planet Terror, where there's sort of zombie-like people in it, is Pontypool. Anyone seen Pontypool?
No, I've never heard of it. Isn't that a place in Wales?
It sure is, my friend.
Excellent.
The sequel is Snowdonia.
Okay.
Pontypool isn't zombies, but they sort of turn into zombies, but the way it spreads is utterly unique, and it is really clever, and great suspense and drama, and it's based at a radio station. They're locked in, stuck in a radio station. And it's really good, Carol.
Is it Canadian?
Yeah.
Set in Canada.
But how the virus, I don't want to tell you because you need to watch it. But how the virus is spread and how people sort of become overwhelmed by it is completely unique. And yeah, it's definitely worth it. If you've exhausted all your zombie options and you haven't delved into Pontypool.
Sexually transmitted.
Toilet seats.
So I think we've done a good job there. We've done an hour there. So thanks everyone for listening, and thank you guys for contributing. And we will catch you. We'll probably do a little bit of a record post the event just to see how it all went. So yeah, we'll catch you later. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call?
Not Stew.
I really hope you can play along then.
No, I'm not playing along when it comes to Ghostbusters. You and those sort of things should be kept distinct and separate after.
Coming from the geezer, I said we should do a Ouija board on a podcast. I ain't dancing with the devil, mate. I ain't doing that. Fuck off, mate. I'll do all sorts of stupid shit. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I was a bit scared.
Yeah.
But I sort of started coming round to it. Are we going to do that at some
point?
Might as well.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there we go. So there's part one of our zombie-tastic top five zombie movies. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What do you think a zombie is? What would be in your top five? How backwards is Stu? You wouldn't want Stu in your monster squad, would you? Because he'd be trying to stake the werewolves and shoot silver bullets into Frankenstein and... Oh, it'd be a big old kerfuffle. You would make a great Frankenstein for Halloween. You ever thought of doing that?
Cry, little sister, thou shall not call.
Okay.
It's a drunken soiree in the Within. Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.